We have some black listeners, dude.
Yeah, I know.
They love you.
What are you talking about?
They said you're low-key racist. Like, Shane's low-key racist, dude. We love him.
Who told you this?
My boy.
I wouldn't call him that.
Nah, he's my dog.
Who? Who said I was low-key racist?
You wouldn't know him.
I'm not real fucking low-key.
I told him. I was like, Shane's a fucking man.
Yeah, but I'm not fucking racist.
But I'm telling you, they don't think you're racist.
I am pretty racist.
But
compared to everybody else, I mean, I have the audacity to treat people like they're adults.
Exactly, dude. And this is my thing. And this is what I mean, I can't even express this to the class. I try to bring it up as much as I can. It's like black people / I would say most minorities who like deal with any kind of real issues would rather shoot the breeze with a dude who's being honest with them. And you'd be surprised how much they'd agree with you. You have to let them present it first, though.
Nah,
you can't, you have to let them. Like,
I open with it. Every time I see it, when I'm like here in West Philly, if I see a black dude, I'm like, why the fuck do you guys cross the street like that? Why do you cross the fucking street like that? And they're like, God damn, man, you crazy. Yeah, that's how we do it.
How
do you have the fucking mental stamina to block everyone else in the world out to cross the street like that? I shit you not.
Go ahead. I was in Brooklyn today. Yeah.
And I was just complaining. We were in the car complaining that black dudes cross the street like that.
Yeah.
An ambulance is coming behind us.
Stop.
A fucking black dude slowly walks
across the street. You Doctor Strange in ambulance?
In front of a fucking ambulance.
He literally, Doctor Strange, is like, psh.
The car in front of me was not pulling over. And I was like, get the fuck out of the way. Like, there's an ambulance, clearly. Like, I was beeping at him.
Oh, God.
And then I saw a black dude emerge from the other side. The car was stuck because a black dude was slowly walking in front of it. And I was like, dude,
that takes
insane amount of
that, like, would be funny if that made it into, like, the presidential debates.
Dude,
like, I'm going to fucking say it.
You know what? I'm going
to
say it.
I've wanted to literally just like stop and be like, look, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just trying to like ask you this question. Are you doing that on purpose? Because on some level, it's got to be satisfying to see a white guy in a rush and be like, psh, and just fucking slow roll him.
They do it to everyone. It's not about race.
That's true.
They do it to each other all day.
If someone honks at me, I immediately fucking, I'm like, fuck you then. And I slow down. So if there's a psychological thing of like,
bro,
you think you're in control of me,
not,
check this out.
You only notice it because you're a white guy when it happens. They do it to each other. It's black on black crime. crossing the street. Dude, look out the window right now. You will see someone standing in the street.
Dude, be sure.
They love standing in the street.
Dude, I'm in my Uber today. The guy driving, dude, he was like as European.
If you're a black conservative, you definitely cross with respect.
That's the litmus test.
That's how you find out.
Do you ever see when a black dude fucking does a jog and like, I've also noticed there's
insane.
Like,
if I see a black dude do the jog and like wave, I'm like, whoa, dude, who is that guy?
He was like,
I mean, a part of me is like, you fucking dork.
You just salute him? No, dude, I've been noticing like, so there's different ethnicities hurry differently. Like an Asian in a hurry, I've said it before, Asian in a hurry is just like grabs two straps,
yeah,
the backpack, head down, and fucking run
anime
across the street. White guys, like, I'll see you and be like, it's my civic duty to give a little jog.
Yeah.
You'll see a black dude, when a black dude does jog across the street, it's very like, it's very stretched out. Like, it's like far, it's very Pink Panther-ish. It's like,
really?
You stretch the leg, it's very like, it looks cool. It's still like, well, I'm a nerd for crossing the street, but I'm gonna like, fully stretch out all my limbs as I do this.
Dude,
and I've seen this where it's hard to explain. I drive to Andrew's house a lot. So Lancaster Avenue is just an absolute.
You catch dudes that'll jog for you?
Lancaster Avenue should have one of those things that's like, you ever see the, it's like duck crossing?
Yeah, deer crossing.
It should just be like an old dude in a Jeff cap just like walking super slow. Because like I cross that, it's a madhouse, dude. Lancaster Ave is like, it's like people park where they shouldn't. So you have to go around them, then a guy's walk across the street. It's literally,
dude,
it's paperboy, dude.
It is. They will fucking, people on that street will literally just stop their fucking car on both sides. There'll be one on the right lane and one on the left.
It's indefensible. If I were to sit here and be like, Shane, you're being wrong. I've driven on it enough where I'm like, God damn it, dude.
It's
insane. Indefensible. Non-stop.
And then they get fucking butt fucked by the potholes. Nobody fixes potholes in black neighborhoods.
No.
So there's just holes in the fucking street.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then a car,
dude,
parked right next to it that with its, not even with its flashers on. Yeah, I have a question to our black listeners. When are you going to start using turn signals? When are you going to start using some goddamn turn signals?
I'm guilty of no TS, dude.
God damn.
Dude, we're in an Uber today. It was me and my bae. And the guy, dude, is as, like, Eastern European. It's like, you ever see dudes who are, like, super, they're, like, European, but they're, like, also super tan. So they're from some, like,
yeah,
weird sect of
some
Europe.
Albanian?
I think so. Because he had, like, a thing hanging from his...
It was like an eagle they worship or something. It was an eagle. Some garbage.
They were like Orthodox Christianity of like a guy. Dude, he had fucking Cutsleeve, Andrew Dice Clay driving gloves on. And then he went to Big J. He had this thing hanging. It was just three dangling crosses. And then like this like something I couldn't even try to transcribe. It was like Sanskrit. So it was like a weird like Christian from like the nether realm of Europe.
Yeah.
And dude, fucking, we're driving home with Brittany, and it's like these two black chicks cross the street, slow walk them, just in the middle of a car, and then look at him like, how dare you, basically, like, rush us. Like, they came out in the middle, the guy had hit the brakes, and then they looked at him like, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, the guy just goes... Like, that dude definitely just said something horrible in whatever language you said. Yeah, yeah. He had to literally decompress. He had to, like... completely exhale racism, dude. He went, and then Brittany obviously starts laughing. She was just like,
oh, man.
I can't believe about, because there's a whole other, like, there's a whole other sect of being black that's like, you see other black people doing this kind of shit where you're just like, sorry, like, you're like, yeah. Like, you get pissed because you're like, come on, guys, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing when you're a minority, when you're the only honky,
yeah,
and there's a honky acting unruly.
You're like, stop, dude.
You're like, you're embarrassing us,
dude. How about when we saw the fucking the honky off?
Oh yes!
How
dude, forgot about
how
it.
About that, dude?
We, me and Matt saw. Sorry, I hate when I do that.
What?
When I'm like talk to the fucking listener.
I love it, dude. You're breaking the fourth wall, dude. You're like Don Cheadle.
I'm like, bro. Me and Matt went out to get some keto treats. That was a nice treat.
It was, man.
And then we saw a pack. Mm-hmm. That was a pack.
Yeah.
It was a group of young African American teens.
You don't have to call it back.
I'm channeling Mel.
So I call you low key racist.
No, I was just using Mel Gibson.
You're channeling Mel. I hear you.
Yeah, dude. Come on, the Fuhrer.
He's made a comeback.
But they were.
You can settle on gang. You can settle on gang.
Nah, the pack was chirping. Yeah. They were. There was blood in the water. They were fired up.
Well, they were following.
They had
a
nice
Jewish lady.
They had a nice Jewess.
Yeah.
That they were. Heckling.
Well, she tried to activate her like minority code, being like, she did minority report it, where she's like, I can say kind of mean stuff to little black kids because I'm Jewish.
She
backfired.
I think it was the woman card.
She was like,
she tried to use
woman attack on a pack of 14-year-old black kids.
Not even, dude. They were like, some of those kids were like fucking 8.
Yeah, it was like, or the oldest chick was probably 13.
Yeah, there was young kids.
The chick who pushed her face was probably 13.
So then. What also hurt her was a white woman had allied herself. There was two white women.
Well, she called them, what did she call them, a piece of shit?
She said something like that. She called them, like, pieces of shit or something.
I think it wasn't scumbag. It was, like, it was something that was tough. She hit him, it was tough for sure.
It was tough talk.
Yeah, dude. It wasn't piece of shit. It was, like, you fucking douche, not douchebags. It was a one-word thing. Not scoundrels.
I forget, because the other white girl screamed it. She was like, you can't call these kids... whatever that was.
Just
she's like, you're talking to kids. So a white woman fucking lifted the flag for the black kids.
Yeah.
So she was full.
She
fucking,
swooped down, dude.
She felt like Mother Teresa, dude. She was like, I will help you.
Well, they what,
defeat this oppression.
One of the kids touched her. I think they were just like, because like, they'll come up and like fuck around with you. And if this lady was probably like, leave me alone. So one of the little kids
was like, don't
like,
touch me.
One of the little kids grabbed her like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, get off me, you piece of shit. Whatever she said. Yeah. It was pretty much, I remember hearing it being like, my like name-o-meter went, okay.
Getting
went
close.
Up to a 6.
Getting close. Yeah. You don't want to hit that 10.
You're in the yellow. I'm like, all right, you're in the yellow, bordered in the orange with that. It was something like that. Piece of shit, whatever.
In your mind, it was like the room in Chernobyl where they're like, oh, it's getting pretty high. That number is dropping, dude. That number, we got to do something.
Lady's like, you can't call them pieces of like, shit. They're kids.
Sir, we're dangerously close to an N-word. Keep the test going.
We were on the bench eating like keto cookies, just be like, oh God, she's gonna
we're
say
almost
it.
Gonna hit one.
Dude, we're sitting there watching it and they're going, you can't call them pieces of shit. They're kids. She's like, well, they can't touch me. And then like little kids like, shut up.
Yeah, they started saying some mean shit.
What are they
like,
saying?
Shut up, bitch.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Screaming.
They were crushing.
They were
it,
having
dude.
Fun.
Yeah, they were.
Kids were, I mean, time of their lives.
I mean, dude, you got a white lady backing you up, being like,
no,
no, no.
You got a white lady defending you, like, you shut up. The white ladies were fighting, and the one white lady had a whole fucking army.
Yeah. was Godzilla versus Mechadon, dude.
That was, man.
Dude, but she, then they got to the end, and then the little, she was like, I can say it. They had no right to touch me. And then the one girl being like, I could easily touch you and get away with it, pushed her face. And that's when I was like,
hard.
I started calling people in, like, dude, we might have a hard end coming from the young Jewess, dude. She was just like, I think she literally was like,
bro. She was like, you could hear how emotional she was because she was screaming.
She was mad.
From the start, she was like, get your hands off me.
You God, I wish I remember that word.
And then one of them just mushed her fucking head. Unbelievable. She did not say the N-word.
You little asshole. It wasn't assholes. Whatever. I won't remember. I won't keep holding it up on this. But the term was like.
Yeah. It was a stunner. Unreal. It was a stunner. Unreal that she did not say the fucking N-word.
She was going. She was steaming, dude. She stood there and kept having it out. Like, well, I'll call the cops. And it was just
like.
Oh, yeah.
Then she threatened to call the police.
Yeah. Like, you're going to call the fucking cops now, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
Which, dude, to be fair, is like. I have little kids come fuck with me, and it's just like, oh, if you're just like, you just fuck with them back, they instantly just start laughing and like walk away.
Yeah.
There was a little girl, actually kind of funny. Dude, so there was little girls who saw Brittany. Brittany is like small, looks kind of young. They started trying to bully her because they thought, apparently there's a thing called a one-on-one. If like you're in so much trouble in school, you go home and you're called a one-on-one where a teacher comes and like homeschools you. So Brittany was getting bullied at first. Like, they were attempting to bully her. Neighborhood girls like ringing the door. I'm like, "Fuck you, slut!" And, like, so she came out and chased after them. And there, she was like, you know, she's like, "I'm not a fucking slut." She was just laughing, and the girl like gave her the finger. I'm like, "Fuck you, slut!" Da, da, da. So then she got her. Brittany ran after them, got her brother, and she was like, "What the fuck?" And she's like, "We thought you were one on one." She's like, "I'm fucking like 28." Like, "Oh shit, my bad. We just want to see what you're up to. We thought you were like really bad or something." She's like, "No, I'm not in fucking." Like early high school, grade school. So then they came up. Now they come up and always ask for us. They come up and try to fuck with me. And it's just like.
If you're so bad, you get sent home and you get a one-on-one. You just instantly turn into fucking like Helen Keller and you need like a miracle worker.
They just Hannibal Lecter you, dude.
they cart you around.
Well, yeah, it was funny. They tried to bully her and they were like, slut. And it's like ran away. It was, dude, I had people.
I mean, that's sick.
I'll get ding bong doorbelled every now and again. It's pretty funny.
What do you call it?
Ding bong, ding dong doorbell, dude. What do you think I called it?
Nothing.
Ding dong doorbell.
No, there's other terms for it. I don't know.
We've been down this path.
No.
Yeah, but yeah.
I remember somebody actually called it that when I was younger.
Yeah. Oh, I used to work with guys, and there was a thing called an N-head in bricklaying. It's like brick, 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 and then you put two bricks facing in, and the guy was like, yeah, just chuck it right up at that, bam, and hit it with. N-head, and that's bricklaying terms, like vernacular. It's N-head, like throw an N-head there. It's like, what? Because it's supposed to like withstand. It's like the strength coming from the
oh,
bricks.
My God.
Yeah, and this guy threw that at me. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, that's what it's called. It's a Mexican guy. He died, RIP.
Damn.
But he's dead.
He's a lad. He's with Coco now.
He's like, that's what we call it, dude. He's like, that's what we've called it this whole time. And I'm like, dude, I mean.
He's
like,
in the big party with the lads, dude. Yeah, he's in the Coco party. Yeah, he's strumming right now.
He comes back. Yeah, dude.
Oh, somebody sent me. Yeah, that's a great ending. You should rewrite Green Mile to where he gets out and he's actually a thug, dude.
It's like
he's a piece of shit. Just beats up heroin addicts.
Well, it's funny because they'll walk now and you'll see him on alert and they'll be kind of like half nodded. They're trying to stay up, dude. It's like, dude, go home, man.
If you're not now trying to avoid a black dude running and punching you. That must just be crazy.
It's like a video game, dude.
It really is. It's like the end of that. You remember that ski game with the laptop? Yeah. The black dude's the abominable snowman and ski free. He comes out and cracks you. Oh, man. I was also thinking. I'm sorry. All I'm thinking about is the abominable black man.
Just coming up and be like, wow.
Dude, that must be so fun. If you've already been to jail. And, like, you're a monster.
You just come out and you get to just...
And you get to fucking tee off on junkies like that.
Yeah.
And if you don't care and you think you're doing the right thing with, like, you're protecting your block.
Yeah. It's a blast.
He must honestly be like...
Good. He goes home and he's just like, fuck yeah, dude.
Taking care of business.
He's just like, dude, nothing...
That'd be a sick montage. Playing taking care of business while he's just knocking out junkies.
I want to try to get the street cameras. You know, cops have, like... So every person that gets... They have access to, like, all the live leaks.
Yeah.
So, like, as a cop, you watch people getting shot almost every day. Like, because they come up, and if it happens in your district, they send it out on email, and you got to watch it.
Eesh.
So it'll just be like two dudes in a fucking corner store, and you'll see a guy come up in a mask and make pop, pop, pop. And you see the people just like drop against the glass and all the other people in the store. It's fucking crazy. God,
and then people are like, why are cops so jumpy?
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah, they're watching people like shoot people a lot, every too. Fucking day.
Yeah, and then like they have little chats where like all the ones from around the country can pour in, like, yo, did you see this shit?
Yeah, that's what we need. Like, we need Mechanicsburg's police department to be like, look at all these black guys shooting people.
Yeah, dude.
If you, again, if you look at like the up-around police department's fucking like web register, like who they've arrested, it's just black dudes.
Yeah.
If you are a black dude driving through Mechanicsburg, they're going to fucking get
look
you.
Look out, dude. There was a guy, Ridley Park's the same thing, where they were like the last police force to be all white. And yeah, they were right next to Chester, and there was a doctor who, like, just some black dude who was a doctor, drove through Ridley Park
over a bunch of
three times, dude. Yeah. It was like a 1.5-mile stretch. He got pulled three times, dude, and he was just like, what the fuck?
That's because all these honkies are watching Live Leak every day.
I know. And they're just like, I got him.
We can't let him in here.
What the fuck? Are you in a Beamer?
Coming to our nice town.
Dude, it would probably be like, what the fuck? They saw a Beamer, and they're just like, nope.
Yeah. All right, we got to
fucking... Let's do it, dude. We're out. You think you get a lot of ass if you shave?
No, I literally get no ass. But I'm trying to be like Mark Random.
Dude, Random gets pussy. He's such a pussy liar,
pussy, dude.
Dude.
Fucking smacks clits for $60 an hour.
Yeah, I
no one here knows. No one that listens to this, I don't
some
think.
Some people
know,
watch...
You, there's going to be a crossover.
Watch
the
Mark
Ass
Random
podcast.
On Real Ass Podcast, dude. Literally the funniest thing on planet Earth.
Tough.
The dude just brags the whole time... Nice move, just bragging at me, like, oh, it's so stupid, I don't even know why. That's like Jones' top shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not saying, I'm a man.
Yeah, I've knocked out 15 people, but I'm not bragging.
Some of them are black. I've knocked out a black man.
He does talk about fighting black guys a lot.
That's like, fucking, he did.
If you think about it, when you're 13, dude, like that's as tough as you could possibly get. If you were walking around St. Thomas, like, dude, I knocked a black kid out. People would
be like,
holy fuck.
You ever gonna fight with a black guy?
Huh? Yeah.
Have you?
I squared up once, and thank God they broke it
up. I'm not going to brag. I fought a black guy.
Yeah. How'd it go?
We wrestled, dude. It was him and his friend.
They suck at fighting.
This guy was pretty fucking strong. It was the first fight I was in where I was like, usually I would get in
Did
fights.
You say black guys suck at fighting?
Yeah, they do.
Hot
they really
take.
Suck.
Very hot take.
Well, in terms of like, yeah, like
one on one.
Rough chin. Yeah. Rough chin, according
boxing
to the internet.
Dude, yes. I was
glass chins on these guys.
Bro, no, they have fucking concrete heads. I was doing a demo job. I got this guy, Rob, with me. I was a story up in a row home. I had a base cabinet, like three little drawers, pretty fucking heavy. I dropped it out of the first fucking floor. It hit his head. He said, Bill, I just tensed up my neck and I'm okay. The fucking cabinet hit him in the head. Yeah, and he didn't even flinch. After that, I will never fight a black person.
Wow.
Dude. That scared the fuck out of me.
So you, were you like a young Galileo testing the strength of black guys' heads? Dropping shit out?
He just said, I tensed up my neck. Like, whatever.
Dude, well, that was like Ajax. Ajax fell off a ladder.
I watched.
Ajax,
I was there.
He was. How high up was he?
That was two stories high, probably 15 feet directly on his back.
15 feet.
There was an imprint on the fucking ground.
Wait, what happened?
Ajax, he had a power washer. He was power washing a roof 15 feet up on an extension ladder, blows it, and it just pushes him back off the fucking thing. And he just goes, whoa, and then falls 15 feet onto his back, dent in the ground, just gets up, nothing.
Oh, man.
And he's like, who's the mountain's evil fucking brother? Or the mountain. Yeah, he's the mountain, dude.
He is, and he's skilled with the bow.
Yes. Fucking
very skilled. So this guy very is, skilled.
Dude, this guy's a problem.
When I got in that fight, I remember like it was a black dude and he had these like two like shitty fucking friends. They were like these two white guys and they were like talking shit. So I was like, fuck you guys. Locked horns with the black guy. One of them, like the other guy, jumped in somehow and got my shoe off me. So it was a 2-on-1 sitch.
Yeah.
And then that guy spazzed out on the I think I turned the tide on the black dude, but I remember he was gripping me up and I was like, damn, dude, I've never felt someone with this kind of grip strength. But, you know, I flipped.
No,
I turned.
Homo.
I'm a good wrestler, dude. I turned around, got on top. That's a weird thing when you fight someone, everyone becomes friends afterwards. They were like, oh, you're cool. And I'm like, tell your fucking friend to get my sneaker. So he threw my sneaker over a fence. I got bullied, basically.
He tried to steal your sneaker.
One dude took my sneaker somehow off my foot while I was wrestling
with
his friend.
What were you wearing? Did you have, like, cool sneakers?
I just had regular sneakers on.
Right, white case.
The whole thing. You got to, dude. There's some like tough black lesbians out there, dude. They're definitely Mrs. Steal Your Girls, dude. They'll sneak up, dude. They'll sneak up and get your girl. If they grab, if they get a hand, oh my god, dude, they'll turn your girlfriend out. You get like a dude. We had a lady come pick us up for Lyft, and I was
I got worried about them now.
Yo, bro, that's top of the radar. Dude, their game is smooth.
They're
fuck,
fucking
dude.
Stealth.
They have like
to
a
me.
Bulls flat brim on. They still got your dude, and it's like it's on, dude. Oof. I came out the one time. I was like a little late. Like I was flying somewhere with Brittany, and I was late to bring my baggage out, and I heard her like, "All right, baby, blah blah blah." And I came from around the block, and I was like. And then she's like, "Oh, hey, baby." And I'm like, "Don't fucking call me baby, too, dude." That didn't sound like that kind of dude. I'm telling you, man. It was like,
oh,
and I'm in the back the whole time this chick's driving. She's a fucking like MMA. She does MMA and she's boxing. And I'm like, this chick could definitely fuck my girlfriend, dude. She was like, she was smooth, dude. She was talking about like all her exes and how exes would bug out on her and all this stuff. And I was like, dude, I was kind of like, I mean, if I got cucked by a stud, I'd be like kind of into it, dude.
Like, cucked by a stud
yeah,
like
I'm
that?
Kind of into it.
Tell you what, this
I'm gonna start cuckedbystud.com.
I'm getting deep faked right now. Wow. Black lesbians pull it off well. They look like dudes. They fully look like dudes. I'm getting deep. This is deep fake. This is not Shane. This is someone else saying this. But if a black chick goes with a fade and like a fitted, and like baggy clothes, like a baggy polo, and jeans, that's a dude.
You think that you looks give exactly like dude, a dude? Give full dude.
Just look like dudes.
I can always tell. I can tell.
I get tricked
like,
easy.
I mean, yeah, you could.
Yeah,
you could get tricked.
Goes back to my theory of black moms looking exactly like their sons.
Dude, that got debunked so hard. You had one. You have Kevin Hart's mom. You had Kevin Hart's mom.
I had a couple. my phone's in the fucking other room. There's a dude today. There's a friend of ours today that posted an Instagram picture of his mom. Literally looked like him with a wig.
Really?
Yeah, man. That's a real theory.
We'll have to reopen the case on that.
There's no...
We opened a couple moms.
Yeah, we got a couple.
There was a couple, like, a couple ringers.
Kanye, Kevin. Kanye's whole, yes.
Kanye's mom?
Yeah.
RIP.
Kevin Hart.
I don't know if his mom's dead or not.
I don't know. Kevin Hart's whole family.
Kevin Hart, Kevin Hart's mom. Hart. That one I saw. I was like, all right. Then we saw, like, I think Kevin Garnett's mom. And we were like, nah.
That was a tough one.
That's a fair theory.
It's not a theory.
It's always weird when you catch like a dude, you know, and you see a sister, and his sister just like exactly looks like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's both of ours.
I can't believe you got deep fake, dude.
I'm back.
Dude, I mean, I got my stud eyes keen. I see him coming. Because, dude, this lady had fucking like boxing gloves in the back. She's like, yeah, like, you know, this is all I do.
Well, your stud eyes easy now because they dress like diplomats. Studs now dress like black dudes from 20 years ago.
Studs dress like they're in the Fiesta remix video.
Yeah.
That's literally, it's like they'll have like a little fucking
like
masquerade.
A throwback jersey on.
Or like a masquerade on.
Yeah, studs.
True. Their gear is sick, dude. There's nothing but like Sean Kemp jerseys and like Tim's flapping out. Yeah, dude. Studs' style is pretty impeccable.
Yeah. Studs dress like they're in Wu-Tang.
That's part of the thing.
It's the stud culture.
Yeah, dude.
Black stud culture is sick.
It's fucking nice.
Yo, Tampa.